We almost all died on Saturday. We almost all died on Saturday. And that's not a bluff. That's not an exaggeration. We were 72 minutes away from the world ending only because somebody made a phone call.
Does Joe Biden, does Tony Blinken, does Jake Sullivan know that?
They now do. That's why they changed their minds. That's why they went, oh, we're not going to sign. Starmer came with the target there. You saw his little red bag. What was in there were the targets. We want to hit these targets. He was going to get Biden to sign off on it, and then they were going to strike that day. And the Russians said, no, we'll kill everybody. We're done. We're finished. We're not playing this game anymore. You invaded Russia in Kursk. You have them attacking us with long-range drones. We can handle that. But when they come at us with your weapons, with your hands on them, hitting targets you selected, then you're part of this war, and we're gonna hold you to account.
Here's President Putin's very measured public warning, cut number 5.
It is not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not. It is about making a decision about whether NATO countries are directly involved in the military conflict or not. If the decision is made, it will mean nothing less than the direct participation of NATO countries, the United States, and European countries in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct participation, and this, of course, significantly changes the very essence, the very nature of the conflict. This will mean that NATO countries, the United States, and European countries are fighting Russia. And if this is so, bearing in mind the change in the very essence of this conflict, we will make appropriate decisions based on the threats that will be created for us.
Well, there it is.
There it is.